everyone, it is Corinne Rayson from The Career Coach and your host of The Wellbeing Project. I'm really excited to get into this talk as I'll be teaching you some practical skills that you can reflect on to assess whether you are in alignment with your career goals. So let's get started.
I want to talk to you about three things: hope, inspiration, and transformation. We recently completed a challenge called Unlock Your Career Potential. We did this challenge with a number of our community members, and you may have done it too. So this challenge is about digging deep, tapping into your unconscious to unleash your authentic self. We looked at what is important to you in a career, what gives you joy, and how you can translate that into your current career or a new one. The next thing I want to address is hope. Hope for me is about knowing or having that innate feeling that you can achieve your dreams and that nothing is impossible. And I can tell you from my personal experience, I dreamt that I could have my own business so that I could fulfill my passions and live a life that I could be proud of. And that's exactly what I'm doing today. So I want you to dream big too and know that it's not impossible to achieve your career dreams. Inspiration is about marrying your purpose and your passion. And then we have transformation, and that comes through living out your why, which is your purpose and your passion. I know that some of you may be thinking, but I don't know what my purpose is. And I know what I'm kind of good at, but I'm not too sure what to do with it. This challenge marks the beginning of my course called Discover Your Career Potential, which will be released in a couple of weeks. In this course, we help you answer those questions that you are searching inside yourself. So what helped me in my journey of self-discovery is self-awareness, creating that space to reflect on who I am and who I want to be. I knew as a little girl that I was good at listening because adults would come to me and tell me their problems. I knew I was able to demonstrate empathy because I think that's why they kept coming back. I also knew that I wanted to serve and help others, and it felt really good to be able to do that. So putting all of that together, I think it's not a surprise that I ended up studying psychology. After finishing my degree, I still felt a bit lost and I still didn't quite know what I wanted to do. But what was important to me was to fine tune those strengths and channel it into something a lot bigger than just myself and my own needs. Now, I want to do a short reflection exercise with you. I want you to grab a pen and paper if you haven't done so already. And I want you to think about, where are you now in your career? Are you fulfilled? Do you know what your strengths are? And are you utilizing your strengths in the workplace? And lastly, do you feel that you are making a positive impact? I know that's a lot to process and digest, so I'm going to repeat it again. I want you to think about where you are in your career today. I want you to think about, what does fulfillment mean to you in your career? How would I know that you are fulfilled? What would you be doing? What would you be thinking? What would you be feeling? When you wake up in the morning, do you feel joy about going to work? Because work shouldn't be just a job where you earn an income. It should be a lot more than that. Then I want you to think about your strengths. In my course called Discover Your Career Potential, we go through a research inquiry where we look at your natural strengths and talents, but also your areas for improvement, as well as, my favorite, your blind spots. So blind spots are about discovering those things that you don't know about yourself. So there might be things that you're good at, but you don't even know what they are, but everyone else knows what they are. That's why feedback is crucial as you explore who you are and who you want to be. And lastly, I truly believe that having a sustainable career involves serving others. I mentioned earlier, it's about doing something that is bigger than yourself. So being selfless in your career, thinking about how you can use your skills, your strengths, your talents to help others. When I have been unhappy in my career, it always comes down to me not living out my values, strengths, and talents. Once you have thought about those aspects, I want you to think about where you would like to be in your career. There may be things you'd need to work on, like your sense of self-worth or confidence, or you may need a bit of support or direction to help you get on the right track. Think about how you can close the gap so that you can reach your career ambitions. And what is really, really important to think about is what is stopping you from living your dream career. What is your safety or security blanket? How is staying in your comfort zone going to get you to where you need to be? So for me, what I had to work on was the fear of failure. Have you had the thought, well, if I don't try, then I can't fail? Once I realized I was deserving of so much more and that I was capable of being an expert in my field, I allowed myself to embrace failure because I was not actually failing. I was in fact backing myself to learn faster so I could achieve my dreams. So instead of focusing on what if I failed, I focused on what if I can learn and grow into the person I want to become. So rather than seeing failure as a reflection of me being unsuccessful, I rather saw it as my stepping stone to success. I feel very fortunate that I have landed myself in a position where I'm living out my purpose and my passion. Work doesn't feel like work. It's an absolute joy for me to do what I do. And I know that each and every one of you can experience that too. It does require a lot of work. It does require reflection, but it also requires action. If we're going to stay behind our security blanket, we're not going to be able to actualize our goals. What I want is for you to have that excitement and joy about going to work. It's way more than a paycheck. It's being able to leave a legacy and make a positive impact. I cannot wait to open the doors of my course so that you can discover what you are born to do.